Welcome, everyone, to the MMQB Gambling Podcast. Super Bowl is here. I am one of your co-hosts, Jimmy Traina, along with my partners all season long, Gary Gramling, who is at his lovely house. Mitch Golditch is in beautiful Miami at Radio Row as we bring you the last gambling podcast of the season. Mitch, since you're in Miami, it's been a slow week in terms of news for the Super Bowl, but what's the vibe down there for the game?
I think this is. I wasn't invited to Gary's house, so yeah. I just had to come to the Super Bowl and do this from Radio Row instead. What? The vibe, it's been kind of a slow week. I feel like there's just not a ton to talk about. Today Radio Row is actually picking up. At least this is the first day that it's really buzzing. You know, all the athletes are here with their reps and they're all hawking products and they'll agree to do 5-minute interviews if you talk about whatever sponsor they've got going on. And today's the first day that it's really alive. And you're starting to feel a buzz that the big game's coming.
I think, and I could be wrong here, Gary, I'm curious for your take because you're the football expert at the MMQB there. I think because the game, everyone's expecting a good game, two good teams, you don't need all the nonsense in the two-week gap leading up to it. You know, the Patriots, things got so tired year after year with the Patriots. But now with two fresh teams, Chiefs, explosive offense, Niners are a great team all season long. I think people just want to see this game at this point.
Yeah, I think it's partially that. I think it's the fact that it's teams that, you know, I mean, whatever. This is like the Dallas Cowboys. We'd have plenty of nonsense going on around it. But you have two fairly, let's say, understated teams out there. And I don't know. On top of that, it's just kind of like I always say, last year we had the big controversy with the non-pass interference call. Usually, right. I shouldn't say usually, but a lot of times something off of championship weekend kind of fuels the early part of the week here, and we just didn't have that. We had two decisive victories by both these teams on championship Sunday, and now here we are. Yeah, we're just waiting for them.
And people can
last year it was both games, because also people wanted to talk about the overtime rules, because Kansas City didn't get the ball when they lost the AFC Championship game in overtime to New England. So everyone was talking about both games, and then Gronk probably retiring was a big storyline, and all the Sean McVay love fest and everything. This year, no, I don't think anyone said anything that interesting at media night. Like I said in a column today on the web, it's like there's nothing really to talk about for either of these teams that we couldn't have said two Sundays ago when they clinched. Like, not much has happened new since then.
Yep. But there's always stuff to talk about when it comes to gambling.
Yes.
Spreads, over-unders, and of course with the Super Bowl, a plethora, and that is an understatement, of prop bets. It's more out of control than ever if you add in the offshore offerings. We're going to go into prop bets a little later. We're going to use William Hill for what they offer. But Mitch has to tell a little story here about a certain prop bet at the top, and then we'll get into the game and the prop bet. So, Mitch, tell the people why the prop bets are extra special for you this season.
Yeah, there's one. Everyone sort of has one thing that they're known for, and the goal is you just want to be known for something good. You don't want to have it be something embarrassing or awful. And apparently this is now becoming the thing I'm famous for. I'm not famous yet, but we're working on it. I invented the octopus, which is basically, I was watching a game last year and Torrey Smith scored a touchdown and then he also scored the 2-point conversion. And I just tweeted, hey, there's got to be a cool name for what Torrey Smith just did. So then talked about it on Twitter, got some suggestions. We decided to name it the Octopus. This offseason, I went all in. I wrote an article about the Octopus. I listed literally every single one that had ever happened in the NFL. I've been tweeting about it all year, sharing my story whenever someone gets one. You guys know I was at the Houston wildcard game when Deshaun Watson had one right in front of me. And so now Caesars offers a prop bet. Will there be an octopus in the Super Bowl? Which is incredible how far it's come just in one season. And my friends have been telling me, friends in New Jersey on the app, it's not available, but people who are in Vegas can go to Caesars and bet, will there be an octopus? +1200 yes, -3000 no. Talking about ESPN's show, The Daily Wager, the other day.
Hold on. Give me those odds one more time. Say that one more time now. Yes.
Yeah, the odds are +1200 yes and -3000 no.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
But the bet is yes, whether or not it happens. I mean, can't bet no.
Right.
Because -3000, what's the point? But there were 11 of them this season, which works out to exactly one every 24 games. So you're getting plus 1,200 on it. But as far as just a fun thing to have and keep track of, I figure there's going to be a two-point conversion at some point. That is another prop bet. Just will someone go for two? But it's much more fun to be rooting for an octopus when whenever I see a team line up to go for two, I always kind of get my eyes on whoever scored the touchdown and keep an eye on what they're doing.
I'm curious as to what do they about the app not offering the prop bet. Anybody, either of you know what's up with that?
I don't know. It might be. It's hard. It takes a little explanation. There was some text under it. I'm not sure the reason for that. Sometimes it's like regulations and different states have different things. But I know that people can go bet it in Vegas.
All right. All right. So anything else you want to say about the octopus before we start talking about the game?
Just, you know, hey, I'm always on the lookout for one. Now, I remember I tweeted about it when the preseason was starting and people were hitting me, and then during college football season now, and I'm sure during the XFL, I would bet you, well, actually, they have weird rules. You can go for one, two, or three. It would not surprise me if I start getting tweets about someone in the XFL getting an octopus. So feel free to go. You can Google it and go check out the story.
You're not going
to
be able to handle it if there's an octopus.
If anyone does it in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. You're not going
to. I will not be able to handle it, no.
All right. All right, so that's Mitch on the octopus, and we will get back to...
That was the only thing. I'm out, guys. That was all I wanted to talk about today. Have a good rest of the podcast.
We will get back to more prop bets. We're going to give you a bunch that we all like in a little bit. First, we're going to do the game first. All right, so let's start now with the actual Super Bowl. Chiefs-Niners. The Chiefs are a one-point favorite. Now, the last I looked, the total here, we're taping this on Thursday mid-afternoon, was 54.5. Let me just double-check that. Has anyone seen a different total besides 54.5? Because I feel like it's moved a little bit. Nope, still 54.5 from what I see. And that's where we are for Super Bowl Live. Gary, what do you like? Not props, side total. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't want to touch the side. Look, my gut says Chiefs. I've been riding that Chiefs, basically since they got healthy. I've cited this a couple times on the show, and I'll update it one more time since we're through Championship Sunday. When the Chiefs have their offense fully healthy, they are 9-0 this year. They are beating teams by an average of 16 points per game. They are the best team in football when they are fully healthy, I think. But and look, obviously the storyline all week has been, Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, two offensive geniuses with 2 weeks to prepare. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Shanahan had a couple of tricks in his back pocket that he's been hanging on to break out in this one. And that's why I really like, and I know it doesn't sound terribly bold to say I like a lot of points from these two really good offenses, but we talk in the show a lot about when you're betting the over, it's not just about like, okay, how good are these offenses? A lot of it is, will you get the wacky turnover, the short field touchdowns, that sort of thing. I really, truly think you're going to see a lot of big plays in this game. One, because that's what the Chiefs do. But two, like I said, the 49ers, everyone's looking at it and saying, oh, Garoppolo, look at his numbers. He only dropped back 30 times in the playoffs over two games. And that's fine. He didn't need to. I mean, there's no problem with that stat. You saw when they fell behind in New Orleans, they put up a ton of passing yards. They put up a ton of points. They won that game 48-46. I think this game, I'm not going to say it's 48-46, but I think it resembles that more than anything. And like I said, because they have not been in a competitive game in their two playoff games, Kyle Shanahan, he's always got something in his back pocket. He got to save him through those playoff games because he would have used them if he had to use them against the Vikings or against the Packers in the NFC title game. And plus, he has whatever he came up with in the last 2 weeks. So I think they're going to pull out a couple of big plays. Patrick Mahomes delivers a couple of big plays. I just think you see a game where both teams are going to put up in the 30s.
Mitch, what do you got on the Super Bowl?
Gary, I think I agree with literally every single word you just said, which I was not expecting. I know you've been, I agree with so much what you just said. I also like Kansas City. I think they're the best team in the NFL. I've thought that since very early in the season. You guys know I was on Mahomes in Kansas City very early last year. Even I had them as my Super Bowl team last year. Now they're just 1 year later, and I'm with you. I think there are going to be a lot of points. Well, the other thing is just looking at their track record and how they got here. One of the things that is just so clear is you're not going to beat Kansas City just by shutting them down for a quarter or two, because we've seen teams do that and they've come from behind to win both of their playoff games, both double digit points. We know obviously it was 24-0 against Houston. You need to shut them down for 60 full minutes. And I just think they're too good for any team to do that. You know, San Francisco, we've talked about it. We all love their defense. They've been good. I picked them to cover last week and they did. But I just think the Chiefs, it's a strength on strength game, and their strength is just so good. It's hard to see any team shutting them down. And for that reason, I also like the over. I was also going to talk about that New Orleans game when San Francisco played both games in the 40s. We've also talked a bunch about that Rams game, the Saturday night of week 16, when both teams were in the 30s. And even I had a whole section of my notes here, like you said, Gary, about the you've got two offensive geniuses and they had 2 weeks off and the Niners didn't have to break out all their exciting fancy trick plays during the playoff run. So, yeah, I like a high scoring game. We did our picks on the MMQB.com and I took Kansas City winning 34-26. So, you know, I think it could be a closer game than that, but I think they can win by about a touchdown. And I do like the over.
I'd like to congratulate the Niners and their fans on winning Super Bowl 54 because I love the Chiefs as well. So enjoy the parade. Enjoy the victory. Listen, I can't see any scenario where the Chiefs offense is stopped. The speed, the weapons. I think the 2 weeks off is huge for Travis Kelce, who was very banged up in the early going of the playoffs. I don't think Patrick... One of the things that I took away, for me, the biggest takeaway from the Super Bowl last year with the Rams and the Patriots, you know, after that game, a lot of people, the game itself was a snooze fest. People were complaining throughout the game about how boring it was. And then people created a narrative afterwards about Bill Belichick's most masterful defensive game plan and the way they shut down the Rams, which is fair, maybe. But for me, my number one takeaway from that Super Bowl was Jared Goff soiled his pants on national TV and was not ready to play that game and was petrified. I don't think that's going to happen here with Mahomes at all. I don't think he's going to be rattled. I don't think the Niner defense, which is great, is going to get in his head at all. And I'll say, I go against you guys on I like the under here a little bit because it's so high. And I think, as we've all said it, I've said it a lot on this podcast, the Chief defense is for real now. And I don't see this going, you know, 38-30. I think we're going to see more like maybe, you know, 27-17 or maybe 30-20. I see something like that. I just don't see, you know, one of the underrated things about the Chiefs, too, Damian Williams does not get enough attention catching the ball out of the backfield. The weapons that the Chiefs have, I just think, are too much for the Niners. So I like the Chiefs as well. And I'll say,
I will say, I feel a lot better about picking the Chiefs than I do picking the over on the total. Because you're right, their defense has been much better, and that is a big part of why they've been, you know, able to get here and why they got the two seed and all that. But
I don't want to take anything away from the Niners because they've been great. But for me personally, I think a lot of people saw what they did to the Packers and, you know, think that that momentum and that running attack and the way they dominated on the ground, I throw that game out. Because now to me, when you've beaten the Packers twice like that, to me, then that's a mismatch problem. The Packers don't know what they're doing because two times they played and two times it was the same exact result with the Niners just absolutely kicking their ass for 60 minutes from start to finish. So I'm not as high on the Niners as everyone else because, yeah, I mean, home win against Minnesota was nice. And then that game last 2 weeks ago, it was the same game as that Sunday night. And the Packers just can't play with the Niners. I think the Chiefs are a whole different story. Go ahead, Mitch. Mitch?
I thought Gary was going to jump in there. Hi.
Well, I said, go ahead, Mitch. So that's the signal for Mitch.
Yeah, sorry. With too many celebrities walking around. It's hard to hear.
You're so distracted on Radio Row. I saw Martha Stewart there earlier. I figured you were trying to get her on Mitch Eats Foods, and that's why you're not paying attention to us.
Yeah, I talk about, don't worry. We'll have something on the Mitch Eats Food feed at some point when I get home from Miami. Nice. Thanks for the plug there.
You're
Jimmy.
Welcome.
Appreciate it. You can plug the SI Media podcast, too, and also Mitch Eats
Food. Well, I did have Kevin Harlan on this week who's calling the Super Bowl on radio on the SI Media podcast.
So it wouldn't be an episode of this podcast without you plugging that. Yeah, it's the other thing about the total is, you know, it's always – and I like that you brought up that Packers game. It's always a contrast in styles. The Chiefs, we know exactly what they want to do. They're going to come in. They're going to throw the ball. They're going to use their speed and try and spread it out to all their weapons. The Niners, you know, they got here by running the ball. And I know people have praised Jimmy G and the season that he's had and Kyle Shanahan scheming guys open. But really what we saw the last two rounds, let's give the ball to Raheem Mostert. Let's win the game on the ground. Remember, since that interception by Anthony Barr in the Vikings game, the Niners, whatever it was, like 16 out of the next 18 plays, they ran the ball. So the question becomes, if you fall down 7 early, fall down 10, 13 points against the Chiefs, can the Niners stay patient and stick with that game plan? Or are they going to possibly be in a situation they don't want to be in, where Garoppolo is going to be, you know, Shanahan's going to feel pressure to have Garoppolo throw the ball? And I know that a lot of 49ers fans are going to tell you that they don't mind that, and that just because they've won this way the last couple weeks doesn't mean it's the only way they can win. But it is still, you know, you worry about if any team's going to get knocked off their game plan, I think it's more likely to be the Niners.
All right. Anybody want to say anything else about the game, or should we turn to the prop bets, which is really what America is all about?
Prop bets.
Okay. All right. We will now turn our attention to the prop bets. All right. Here we go. Prop bets, Super Bowl 54. We, in a little pre-podcast conversation, we're like, oh, let's find three props we like and give them out on the pod. And I found a bunch that I like. And I think the other gentleman on this podcast did as well. So we're going to stick to the ones offered by William Hill. I'm not going to get into the offshore ones about...
Gary and I were looking at the Westgate packet.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Westgate. They start with a W. I get confused. Let's be honest. I use Five Dimes in real life, so I don't care about Westgate, William Hill, or Caesars or anything. I go on Five
Jimmy's
Dimes.
Jimmy's trying to bet like Gatorade colors and national anthem. I like talking about things on the field.
I wanted to break down whether J-Lo is going to show cleavage, which is one of the prop bets offered, and we can't do that because it's not offered. So we'll stick to the regular game props here. I'll go first, and then I'll let you guys get it rolling. I'm gonna give you one that I like just for value. And I've bet this in the past, I think, on the Super Bowl and have won it. Will there be – now, they give you two options. There's will there be a two-point conversion attempt, and will there be a successful? I always like to bet will there be an attempt, because, you know, you want to win, you bet there. Then if they attempt it and then they don't get it, you're pissed off beyond belief. Yes on that. Will there be a two-point conversion attempt is plus 240. So I like the value on that one. So that's one for me. Mitch, why don't you give us one, and then we'll go to Gary for one.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on your philosophy here, because they offer so many. It's a PDF that's like 37 pages. There are a lot of these where they'll have the exact line for, you know, how many rushing yards will, you know, Mostert have, how many receiving yards will Darwin Thompson have, how many catches for Hardman, and like they offer it and they set the line and they offer it minus 110 on both sides, and that's fine. A lot of times I enjoy the like kind of long shot odds where it's like you can pick something random to happen and get a much bigger payout, because for me that's just much more fun. I'm not trying to just like grind out small wins here. I'm trying to throw some darts and take some shots and try and get a big payday. So one that I like along those lines, I know that I picked them to pick the Chiefs to win by 8 points, but they do have will the game be decided by exactly 7, and what I like about it is it actually doesn't even ask you which team's going to win, so you're covered either way. And you know, I could easily see that. I think it's going to be, I said, 7-8 point kind of game for the Chiefs, but either team I could easily see a 7-point game, and obviously a lot of things happen. It comes down to field goals and missed extra points and whatever, but I like the odds here plus 700. They also have will it be exactly 10 at plus 800 or exactly 14 at plus 1200. But even though I did not predict a 7-point game, I kind of like the value on will the game be decided by exactly 7 at plus 700.
That's a good value for sure. Gary?
So I had some good luck with the adjusted total last year, going way under on that Rams-Patriots game. I'll do the opposite this year. Well, same bet, but just over instead of under. 68.5. I know it's obviously it's a huge number. It pays out plus 400, so you're getting the necessary juice there. But I really do think, look, the enemy of this total is sustained offense. If the 49ers end up just running the ball a ton, and you know, that certainly, I'm sure they wouldn't mind you know, possessing the ball for 38 minutes and sort of winning the game that way. That might be what they're doing. But I do think you are going to have a lot of big plays in this game, and that's obviously a friend of the big number here. So 68.5, I'll go over for plus 400.
Wow, that is a big number there. All right, I'll give you another one I got here. Very simple, very straightforward. Will the Chiefs score a touchdown in the first quarter? Yes, minus 105. The Chiefs are not a field goal team. The Chiefs are a touchdown team. And minus 105, I know everyone's all over that Niner defense. I'd be happy to take my chances that the Chiefs get a touchdown there in the first 15 minutes of the game. Mitch?
I like, we're all on the same page about so much stuff. I don't know if this makes for a good podcast or if it's really boring. I assume 49ers fans have tuned out and they're not listening. So maybe it's fun now if it's just Chiefs.
I got a couple of Niners and, props coming.
Okay. So I think we all agree there's going to be at least one big play, probably a couple. So a few that I like kind of together, longest touchdown of the game over 47.5 yards. I think either team is capable of doing that. Then there's total touchdowns over 6.5, which sounds like a lot. I mean, it definitely is, but that's 42 to 49 points right there if you're going to get 7 touchdowns. But if we think that Mahomes is going to have 3 or 4 of them by himself, then I feel okay about that. And that one pays out at plus 110. But the most fun is the total yardage of all touchdowns over 102.5. And I think if you like the longest touchdown of the game at 47.5, and you expect a bunch of touchdowns, I kind of like the idea of doing both of those together, over 47.5 and then over 102.5 combined for all of them. And that's just one of those where, again, I know I said I like the longer odds and bigger payouts, and I don't always do the stuff for minus 110, but this is one that just makes the whole game a fun viewing experience. You know, we all want to win some money, but we also just want to have fun watching the game and just rooting for big plays, rooting for all the touchdowns to add up to at least 103. That just makes the game enjoyable and fun, and I do like the over there.
I don't like those props because they're just too much math for me, and I get a headache trying to figure all that out. Gary, what do you got?
So I will look. Everyone in Miami, I think you'll back this up, Mitch, is just a buzz about Mitch Wisnowski and what he will do on these kickoffs. Honestly, this one just sort of caught my eye because I saw it and it was like, this is so stupid. The prop is, will the first kickoff by Mitch Wisnowski result in a touchback? Which I would have seen and said, yeah, probably 60% chance yes. But yes is paying plus 120 here. I think the thing that's working against it is the Chiefs haven't taken a touchback in the postseason, but that's also, you know, they played in like negative 80 degree weather, and that sort of affects the distance of the kick. Wisnowski was 9th in the league in average kickoff distance. Half of his kicks went for touchbacks. Weather won't be a factor in Miami. Look, no one's strategy is going to be to kick the ball to Mecole Hardman or if they put Tyreek Hill back there. So I think he's just going to punch it through the end zone first chance he gets. I think it would be silly not to. So I will take the plus 120, yes, Mitch Wisnowski's first touchback will result. Excuse me. First kickoff will result in a touchback.
You got to have a bet down on a Mitch. I agree. You know, I love all athletes named Mitch. I was actually disappointed. I was looking for him at media night, and then I had a few other interviews, and I didn't see him. I might have been one of the only people there walking around looking specifically for punters. I talked to Mitchell Schwartz on the Chiefs, and I asked him if he had a message for Mitch Wisnowski, and then I was not able to find the other Mitch and make the connection there, which was a little disappointing. But Gary, I love that you're going to have a bet on a Mitch on the board.
And I feel like it's a pro Mitch bet as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're rooting for a Mitch to come through.
All right, punter prop bets. We got deep math prop bets. I'm going to give you two Niner prop bets on George Kittle that I like. He's been quiet in terms of catching the ball in the playoffs. I think that changes Sunday. I think with the Chiefs scoring, the Niner offense has to keep up. I don't think they're going to get away with 8 passes or whatever it is that Garoppolo has attempted. Over 5.5 catches for George Kittle at minus 120 is a prop bet I will definitely take a flyer on. And then for value, strictly for value, and I do think there's a decent chance it happens because in order to keep up with the Chiefs, you got to get creative yourself, and Kyle Shanahan can do that. There is a prop bet offered here that I love. For value, will George Kittle get a rushing attempt? Yes, +375. They've used them on like a little jet sweep pitch. +375. Let's go. I'll take it.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one, Jimmy.
Go ahead, Mitch.
I was going to say, the only danger there is if it's a jet sweep, if they try and do the touch pass instead of a handoff and they call it a reception. No, because this matters.
That would be infuriating.
If they design the same exact play, but they score it a reception instead of a handoff, and then that kills you. And I feel like Shanahan's smart enough to know. I know they like the jet sweep to Deebo Samuel when he's running across the formation. I like that play. But it just worries me that if Kittle doesn't take handoffs as often, if they try and pitch it forward to
him. I think what I've seen them do during this season is I think I've seen it where he's running behind Garoppolo and Garoppolo pitches it to him. So for +375, I'll take a chance.
Yeah, why not? That's not bad. I'm not gonna fight you over that one.
And I'll give you my last two. They're very boring, but I like them both. This one I had in the AFC title game against the Titans in real life and was able to cash it in. It was the over receptions for Damian Williams. It's 4.5, even money. Mahomes loves when he's in trouble, when there's a pass rush, when there's nothing downfield, he just dumps it right off to Damian Williams. And I think there'll obviously be a lot of pass rush here with the Niners. So I could see a lot of dump offs to Damian Williams over 4.5 receptions for him. And the last one, I like the over 4.5 sacks. Unfortunately, got to lay -130. But I think both of these defenses will come up with some big plays in terms of sacks, and there'll be a lot of throwing, which is what you want. You don't want a million carries because that hurts that prop. But -130 on that, over 4.5 sacks. So I'll just recap mine real quick for the props. Over 4.5 sacks, -130. Chiefs touchdown in the first quarter, yes, -105. Will there be a two-point conversion attempt? Yes, +240. Over 5.5 catches for George Kittle, -120. Will George Kittle get a rushing attempt? Yes, +375. And then over 4.5 receptions for Chiefs running back Damian Williams at even money. Mitch, why don't you finish off your...
Yeah, I mean, I still have... You're going to have to steal my wallet from me because otherwise I'll place too many Chiefs bets. I'm going to run through more that I like, but, you know, I don't think that I would actually bet all of these, but it's fun to talk about some and then maybe pick up a few of my favorites. But again, you know that I like the Chiefs to win and score. And so the Chiefs are at over 27.5. I like that. They're also at over 13.5 in the first half or in the second half. And I like those. But the much more fun bet is, will the Chiefs score in all four quarters? And that one's a little tougher, but the odds are the line's +145. So that one I don't feel as good about, but it's like easy money, I think, if you want to bet them over 13.5 in one of the halves. Maybe not easy money. I should not be on here saying anything is easy money. we've all had enough stupid bets, and we've all looked bad plenty of times this season. Will they score on all four? That's a lot tougher, but I think, again, it's a more fun bet to have, and paying off at +145 I kind of like. I think we should probably talk about some of the stuff like MVP.
Yeah, I was going to get into that one.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Should we do that at the end?
I was going to rattle those off once everyone gives the ones they like for the game.
Sure. All right. Well, then the last thing is I always enjoy betting on the exact score. And I know this is a total sucker's bet, but it's the kind of thing, if I just hit it once in my life, then I'll break even for the rest of my life. And I like the 49ers scoring 26 points at 30-1. Again, it's a long shot dart. But when the Niners score exactly 26, I'll be able to cut out this clip and tell everyone that you heard it here first. 30-1.
That would be an interesting one to nail for sure. Gary?
All right, Gary, you finish up.
All right, I'll give you two player props here that I like, and there's one more that I'm backing off of. I was going to bet it, and I just kind of decided not to. But the two player props I will bet are first is total receiving yards by Kyle Juszczyk. 9.5. I know everyone's looking at the lack of passing stats. Juszczyk does not have a reception here in the postseason, but they use him when they want to break out these trick plays and they need to put points on the board. And one other thing, I mean, so they'll use him in this game because when they put Juszczyk on the field, they'll probably try to cover him. The Chiefs, that is, will probably try to cover him with Reggie Ragland. And I'm not going to sit here and say this is Jerry Rice out here, but Kyle Juszczyk will not be covered by Reggie Ragland. That is a mismatch. He'll get a couple balls in this game, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got another one. We saw in Week 17 he had the long catch against the Seahawks. I think there is at least a big play and probably multiple receptions for Juszczyk in this game based on what the Chiefs do defensively. The other one, kind of a schematic one here. I'm going under 30 and a half for Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards. Mahomes tends to run against man coverage. He'll see, you know, everyone turns his back to him and he'll get out there. The 49ers obviously play like, I think the split's something in the neighborhood of like 75 to 25 zone versus man. So a lot of zone coverage. When you play zone coverage, everyone kind of has eyes on the backfield. So there's no big chunks of yards available. And quite frankly, Mahomes would always rather throw the ball if he has a chance to throw the ball on those second reaction plays than run with it. And I think that's kind of what the 49ers invite here. So I think not a whole lot of rushing attempts or rushing yards for Mahomes in this one. I'll go under the 30 and a half. The other one that I was really tempted on, but it's too much of a gut feeling and not enough logic based on it. I was going to take the 49ers as a team to score first because I do think they want to get out in front. They want to be playing this game with a lead. And I thought for that reason, maybe if they win the toss, they end up taking the ball. As we know, teams almost always defer in the NFL when they win the toss. So I thought, Chiefs probably defer, 49ers, maybe they decide to take the ball. But I couldn't find an instance in the Kyle Shanahan era where they took the ball after winning the toss on the kickoff. So I'll back off that one, especially since it's just, it's just an even odds bet anyway. Yeah. But those are mine.
I like the under on the Mahomes rushing yards because he's gone over in both playoff games this year.
Yeah,
53 yards rushing in each of those first two games. So, and I think the total for him, I think the last 2 weeks are around like 23 and a half yards or something like that, maybe. And obviously, you see a big jump because he went over both those weeks.
Gary, can I jump off your point on the 49ers scoring first? Because I had that thought too. And actually, where I like it is, they have the combined, you can bet on double results like Chiefs first half winner and game winner or scoring change in the second half. And you can actually bet 49ers score first and lose game with odds at 7-2. And I think that since you like the Chiefs, if you do think the 49ers have a chance to get the ball first, score. And I was thinking about the same exact bet and for the same thing. I think we talked about this in the other games where I liked that Bill O'Brien won the coin toss and chose to take the ball. And that could be a nice little 7-2 if you like the Niners to score first and then still not win the game.
I'll go with that. It's a good call, Mitch.
All right, let me obviously, we gave you what we like, so we're about to do, I'm going to throw some props at you here that if you're listening, we don't love these because we didn't pick them, but they're amusing just to discuss for a couple of minutes here to wrap up. Obviously, a lot of people, I think, get in on the MVP of the game. These are listed here by team, not in order, so I'll try to do this off the top of my head quickly. But Mahomes is even. You got Garoppolo at 7-2, so those are the two quarterbacks. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, 20-1. Damian Williams, 12-1. Raheem Mostert, 7-1. George Kittle, 18-1. And then you have everyone else in there that, you know, has a name there. Nick Bosa, 16-1. Richard Sherman, 80-1. Let's see here. The Honey Badger at 80-1. Frank Clark, 100-1. If you were betting this, do you go for value? Do you go for who you think is going to be the MVP? What would you pick? Gary, let's start with you.
I think Mahomes is going to be the MVP, which is obviously not bold at all. And obviously, you're just getting even money if the Chiefs are going to win this game. The two guys I did circle, and look, we talked about this so much last year, Jimmy, when it was me, you, and my old roomie Scott. It is so difficult for a receiver or tight end to win MVP because chances are if they have a big statistical game, so has the quarterback. But of course, we saw that last year with Julian Edelman. So Kelce 20-1. The 49ers gave up a lot of catches and a lot of yards to Tyler Higbee. They didn't face a whole lot of great elite tight ends during the season. There aren't a whole lot in the league at this point. But I'm intrigued by Kelce at 20-1. I'd probably make a small bet on that. And I think Frank Clark is my long shot. I think that's a potential game wrecker, and if this ends up being if it gets sloppy and the offenses are off and you're looking for a Von Miller type performance, not that I think Frank Clark is Von Miller, but I do think at 100-1 chances of him wrecking the game are possible, put it that way.
Mitch, MVP?
Yeah, so Jimmy, you opened it asking, do we bet what we think is going to happen or do we bet value? And the answer is always value. That's the move. So I just think it's not worth it to bet on either Mahomes or Garoppolo or Mostert because I just don't think the payoff's enough. Gary, I like what you said. I think Mahomes is going to be MVP of the game. It's just hard to imagine if they have a big day and they put up a bunch of points, he's going to spread it around. The thought of them giving it to somebody else on the team on that offense besides him just seems too slim. So I know that I've spent this entire podcast hyping up the Chiefs and talking about all the Chiefs bets that I like, but I actually think my favorite MVP bet is Nick Bosa because I just think there's more value there. I'm just looking at ways for the Niners to win. And you know, the way the Chiefs lose is either they play, they have a bad game and they make mistakes. We're talking turnovers, penalties, drops, like we saw in their divisional round game, a missed field goal or a missed extra point or something, or if another team can hang with them and win a shootout. And I don't think that's the kind of game that the Niners are going to win here. So looking at players on their defense who could win MVP, I mean, Richard Sherman is 80-1, but it's so hard to predict that a guy's going to have an interception. We've seen Dexter Jackson comes to mind. I don't know if a cornerback has won MVP since him. He had two pick sixes in a game. It's impossible to predict that from anybody, but I can look at Nick Bosa and say, you know, he could have a strip sack, maybe have multiple sacks, force a fumble, recover a fumble, have a big game. And this is a narrative driven thing because people are going to vote. And that does, I think, help a player like Richard Sherman. But I could just see if the Niners do win, it feels like it's going to be that kind of game. It's not worth it to bet on Garoppolo. So if you're looking strictly for dark horse candidates, which is what I like to do with this bet, then Bosa is actually my guy.
There's a million cross sports bets and they're crazy. I don't like them. I don't bet them. I don't know how you even begin to handicap them. I don't know what your guys' philosophy is on that. I'm just looking here. I'm just using this guy because he's obviously the biggest name in sports. The Lakers play the Kings the night before the Super Bowl on Saturday. And there's a prop bet of who will have more LeBron James points, Patrick Mahomes completions. And the Mahomes completions are -1.5. Personally, I don't know how you even begin to handicap that. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that. Gary?
No, I mean, look, they're fun. I think if you... You know, it's almost like you get to set the line based on what a performance is the night before the game and then go on with it. I saw there was one. I saw there were a bunch of golf ones this year. I don't know if that was the case in the past. It probably was, and I just probably didn't notice. But I saw there was like, and again, I might have just missed this in past years, but like one of them's like Chiefs rushing yards. Here it is: Chiefs rushing yards versus Kansas City Royals 2020 regular season wins, which is like. I don't know. I mean, look, if you want to bet that, bet it. But like, that's not fun. Right, you gotta wait until October to find out if you won your bet.
Couldn't agree more. Could not. Yeah. Agree. Yeah, I saw a bunch here with the Yankees wins and Gerrit Cole wins. I'm like, who? What?
Yeah,
I remember I did one a few years ago on the Vegas Golden Knights season wins, and it was their first season. So I remember the line, you were literally betting on an expansion franchise that I don't think had a roster at the time because you knew nothing about who they would have. And then they ended up going all the way to the Stanley Cup final that year. But I think that's one of the more absurd ones I can ever remember. Because if I remember it right, they literally did not have a player and you were betting on how many their wins versus like the length of the longest field goal in the game or something.
Let me throw four or five here at you and we'll do these quick. Just give a quick answer what you think. These are not really ones to handicap that deep. But I'll just throw these at you. Jersey number of the player to score the first touchdown.
I love this one every year. This is a fun one.
The over under is 26.5. So go ahead, Mitch, if you love it.
I like the under. Especially, I mean, now this line is so different nowadays because all the good wide receivers are in the teens, whereas in years past, they would have been in the 80s. So I think if you're taking the over, it's basically the two tight ends who are both good. And then Gary's man, Kyle Juszczyk, his number's in the 30s, right? What's his jersey number?
No, he's 44. 40,
yeah.
44. Yeah, I should have known that. But I like the under. And actually, I think we're going to get to first touchdown is actually one of the props that I was going to bring up. I like Mahomes at 20-1 to score the first touchdown of the game. Again, it's so hard to pick. They have so many weapons on the Chiefs and just knowing which guy he's going to throw the ball to, they spread it around so much, but I just think at 20-1, that's good value. Jimmy, you talked about how he, I think actually both of you talked about how he's not going to have as many rushing yards as he's had the first two rounds. You know, especially if they get down close to the goal line, I could see him sneaking out and scoring a touchdown. He had that amazing one right before halftime in the last game. And I think at 20-1, that's decent value. So then obviously that means I would also happily take the under on jersey number of the player to score first.
Gary, what do you got on jersey number?
My gut feeling is over just because I think the 49ers especially are tough to run on in the tight red zone. And so then you got those two tight ends factoring in. And look, Kendrick Bourne. Kendrick Bourne is a guy that they like to – that the 49ers like to use down on the goal line there. And obviously it's he's an old-fashioned guy, 84 as a wide receiver. So.
Yeah. Kendrick Bourne was the first touchdown scorer in that Vikings game, and I know someone who was on that and got very excited when that one paid.
Hey, you guys have both touched on it. The tight ends are going to be an enormous theme on Sunday. Fox will pound it into the ground. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, two best in the league, Kittle and Kelsey. Prop bet, which one will have more receiving yards? Kelsey is a minus 1.5. Gary, what do you think?
Oh, it's tough. Yep. I'd lean Kelsey. I think, you know, the fact that the Chiefs are basically going to put a cornerback, Kendall Fuller, guarding Kittle, maybe that just keeps him a little more in check, whereas I think the 49ers are sort of maybe built more toward not give up the big play to Tyreek Hill, and you get a little more production out of Travis Kelsey. But that one's obviously very tough.
Mitch?
I lean Kelsey as well for that one. I think Kittle, such a big part of his persona is now talking about how much he loves blocking. And he's been that guy for a while, and he is very good at it. But I think lately it's more of a trend that he enjoys. A lot of people like to come to him with the question, like, boy, you're a tight end, and you really love blocking, don't you? And he's totally leaned into it, like, yeah, I do love blocking, which is, you know, a great persona. He's not upset to get that kind of praise. And hey, listen, I'm not taking any against him. I love George Kittle, and he's great and good for him, and he is good at blocking, so you might as well get the credit for it. But we talked about styles, and I think early in the Niners will try to establish that their style that they've gone through the playoffs with still works, and they are going to try and run the ball and keep Kittle into block and interesting formations and having him stay involved and not necessarily be the number one weapon in the passing game like we've seen from him this playoff run. And so I, you know, they're both good. Either one of them could break off a 50-yarder on any given play. But if I had to pick one, Kelsey's the way that I lean.
We all like the Chiefs. You guys both like the over. Gary's got like over 68 in a prop bet. So here's one. Will the Chiefs score in all four quarters? Yes, plus 145. No, minus 170.
I already brought this one up, Jimmy. I said I like it.
Okay. Well, you threw out like 5,000, so it was hard for me to keep track of what – Guy, what do you like on that one?
No, I'll go the yes on that, on the plus 145. Like I said, I think this game is going to be 93-92. So, yeah, I'll go with that.
Well, here's one along those lines. Total number of different Chiefs players to score, not including safeties, kickoffs, two-point conversions, or defensive. So this is offensive players, basically.
Okay.
Total number of Chiefs.
Not including defensive two-point convert, right? A two-point conversion's got to count.
No, two-point conversions do not count.
That's...
Includes... Okay, yes. Includes two-point conversions and defensive touchdowns.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So how many players is it?
3.5.
3.5? Well, okay, because Butker's going to be one of them. So it's really, you just need three other guys. And so, yeah, I like the over
and
there.
And the over is even money.
I think Williams can run one in. And then you just need two other guys. So, you know, if Mahomes runs it in or if he just throws it to two guys, I like the over there for sure.
Gary?
I agree. The return of DeMarcus Robinson, who makes up for all those drops in the last two games.
Let me try to get a couple of Niners ones in here. I feel like this has been a Chief love fest, and rightfully so, since we all think they're going to win the game. All right, here we go. You ready for a little Chiefs prop bet action? This is an interesting one. Number of Niners players to have a rushing attempt. This is all the Niners are all about the rush now. They never pass. Jimmy G gets, you know, attempts in the single digits. Number of different 49ers to have a rushing attempt. The total is 5, and the over is plus 120, under minus 140. Oh,
boy.
Yeah, it's a bit high.
Yeah, you wish you knew the Tevin Coleman injury status more certainly at this point.
Yeah, right. I think he's going to play. But even if he doesn't, I mean, so you need five's too many. It would not totally shock me if that happened, but I don't think that I'd put money on hitting the over there.
This is why nobody picked it, because it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, does Garoppolo get an attempt when he takes a knee in victory formation?
That counts as a rush.
Yeah, or before halftime if they get the ball with 20 seconds left and they don't want to go for it. Or, you know, a QB sneak on 4th-and-1. I think if you bet the over, you've got to assume Garoppolo is going to be one of them.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'll give you one more and then we'll wrap it up. What will Jimmy G throw first, touchdown or interception? Touchdown is minus 210. Interception plus 175, Mitch.
I mean, the odds say it's going to be a touchdown. Man, it's almost like if you want to pick interception, I wonder if you're even better off just betting exact number of touchdowns. Because I know, I don't know what the odds exactly, but you could bet Jimmy G 0 touchdowns or Jimmy G 1 touchdown. I think it's going to be a touchdown, in which case it's just not worth betting it, because the payout, the amount you'd be risking wouldn't be worth it.
Gary?
put $50,000 on a touchdown. Yeah, I do like touchdown. I really just think they're going to, like I said, I think Kyle Shanahan has some stuff in his pocket. I think you're going to see some big plays, some long touchdowns, and they really, I don't think you just, I don't think he puts Jimmy G in a position to throw interceptions. I mean, the last one we saw in the right. Vikings game was just a athletic play by a linebacker and a misread by Jimmy. But
here's one more on the game. I'll give you one more on the game. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? No, minus 270. Yes, plus 220. I'll tell you right now, I love the value on yes, plus 220. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, I think I'm on the no side. I could see a couple turnovers. This is just such a fluky thing. It's defense or special teams, you said. I mean, maybe there's a
yes.
Long return. We saw a blocked punt earlier, but I feel like I'm on enough crazy things that are where I pick the unexpected fluky thing. I love betting on fake punts and over 2.5 people throwing the ball, that on this one I will choose to be boring and say no, all the touchdowns will come from the offense.
Gary, you like a flyer on defensive or special teams touchdown?
No, I was going to say Mitch Wisnowski's just going to be blasting the ball out of the end zone all night. I mean, that's going to be the story of the game. But I can't get on that one.
I like that one. All right, this is the last one. It has nothing to do with the game, but we wrap it up this way. Heads or tails, minus 102 on each. Gary?
Got it. Always heads. Always got to go heads.
Mitch?
Oh, Mitch.
I will go tails as well.
Oh, both of you blew it.
All right. They don't even I can't believe the Vegas ones, they don't even offer the anthem length on it. You got to do that offshore. It's crazy.
Well, that's all offshore. Vegas, every bet they accept there is settled on the field and has an obvious winner or measurement or whatever, except for MVP, which is voted on by people. Everything else is settled on the field. That's why Octopus works in Vegas, because it is done on the field. And then, yeah, if you want your, I know, Jimmy, if you want anthem length and Gatorade color and all that, you gotta find somewhere else.
Yeah,
to do that.
I never got into the Gatorade. The anthem is huge. That is a huge one now. I mean, you always make the mistake of judging things by Twitter, but everyone on Twitter seems to have the anthem link now. Demi Lovato doing the honors this year, and it's always
my
a fun
hot
one.
Take. I think that's a thing everybody talks about having, and I don't think anyone actually has that. I think they're all just like talking about it for the attention. I don't think people bet that much on it.
Well, I'll have it. And I look
right.
forward to it.
Good luck. What are you taking, over or under?
It's high this year, so I'm going to take the under. They added a couple of seconds to it this year. I actually broke all this down with Brent Musburger on the SI Media podcast last week, so check that.
We should be able to bet on a pit bull appearance during the halftime.
I think you can. No, that's offered for sure. That's absolutely.
He's got to be out there, right? We can't have, I haven't seen or heard anything from him. We can't have a Super Bowl in Miami.
The offshore sites have Will Pitbull appear at halftime? Will Smith appear at halftime? Will Ricky Martin appear? Anyone with Miami ties or connection, the prop bets are offered. So have fun with that. All right, that wraps up this edition. And this season of the SI Gambling Podcast, the MMQB Gambling Podcast, my apologies. It's been fun with Mitch and Gary, and hopefully profitable for everyone who listens. And hopefully you guys have a very profitable Sunday, and enjoy the Super Bowl. Go crazy with the props. Have fun. It's a holiday. Enjoy it. And for our sake, go Chiefs, because we're going to look really bad if the Niners win. All right. Take it easy. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for a great season.